The leaders of the 15 countries of the European Union have begun a summit in the French city of Nice, where they're due to negotiate wide-ranging changes to the way decisions are made to pave the way for the enlargement of the organization. The summit began against a backdrop of street violence as protesters clashed with the police. Tear gas was fired and dozens of police officers were injured. Arriving for the meeting, Tony Blair insisted Britain wouldn't give up its veto on key issues such as tax, and said the meeting was an opportunity for Britain to increase its power in the EU. Our Europe correspondent, Angus Roxburgh, saw the demonstrations.
The demonstrators were few in number, but in some cases violent. They set the entrance to a bank on fire, smashed windows of shops, and attacked police, who responded with volleys of tear gas. The protesters were a mixture of nationalists, anarchists, and other anti-capitalists. A few hundred yards away, the 15 leaders of the European Union held talks with the leaders of 13 countries that hope to join in the next few years. It's the prospect of the Union becoming so huge and cumbersome that has made this summit necessary. The new Treaty of Nice is supposed to streamline the EU's institutions and voting procedures. It'll mean giving up the right of veto over many policy areas. Tony Blair was adamant that he'll do so only where it advances the UK's interests.
Every country has got its clear no-go areas. And for us, for example, in the issue of tax, there is no way that we are going to yield up the veto because it's important to protect that. However, we should look upon this council as an opportunity for Britain, because as the European Union gets bigger and we take in more countries, we have got the chance to rework the voting system so that countries of the weight and size of Britain get more power within the European Union.
The first document to be signed was the Charter of Fundamental Rights, controversial because some countries want it to evolve into a European constitution and to be made legally binding. Britain said it signed it only on condition that it's a purely political declaration. But that didn't seem to be the view of the French Prime Minister, Lionel Jospin.
Nous en avons tenu compte. C'est une première étape qui sera franchie à Nice.
He told a news conference that Nice was only the first step in this regard, and that doubtless there would be others. The prospect is growing that whatever reforms are agreed in Nice, another treaty will have to be signed later, probably in 2004. Britain today said it would go along with such a proposal, while making clear it wants the next treaty to limit the power of the EU, clearly defining which decisions are taken in Brussels and which by the member states.